Fighting has broken out in northern Iraq between rival Kurdish factions outside the city of Erbil. The Kurdistan Democratic Party, or KDP, launched an offensive against its rival, the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, or PUK. The clash comes 6 days after the KDP captured Erbil, the regional capital of northern Iraq, with the help of President Saddam Hussein's army. It was the seizure of the city that prompted the U.S. to take action against Iraq. Iraqi forces do not appear to be involved in the latest incident. Chris Nuttall reports now from Erbil.
Heavy fighting is reported around 20 kilometers southeast of Erbil, near a new front line established between the KDP and PUK after the capture of the city on Saturday. The KDP says it launched the offensive. Hundreds of Iraqi troops, armored personnel carriers, and artillery are in the area, but there are no reports that they're involved in the clashes. In Erbil itself, aid officials are talking of a water crisis. Supplies were cut off by the PUK, along with electricity, after it was forced out of Erbil. It controls a dam to the east, which feeds the city of more than a million people. The fear is of another cholera outbreak, similar to one suffered in the city of Sulaymaniyah to the southeast a year ago. Hundreds of people are queuing for water. Some are taking it from polluted sources. The United Nations is negotiating with the PUK for supplies to be restored. For National Public Radio, I'm Chris Nuttall in Erbil, northern Iraq.